Hello.
Hey, Mr. Rowley. I saw where you called. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've just been reading it.
Okay.
One question I had, the part where Prophet Sober as is, you said you have the inspection period, one or more inspections.
Yeah, it's just more of a walkthrough, really. As long as it's not falling down, you know, we want it in as-is condition. I mean,
right,
you know, go ahead.
That's the only thing I'm thinking about. I want you to, could you make your inspection now and make, before we even sign something, make sure that you want it.
Well, no, I definitely want it.
It says something about the end. If the buyer is not satisfied with the finding of the inspection, he may attempt to rework or notify this agreement no later than 15 days after the inspection period has completed.
Sure. So after we, you know, just full disclosure, we do about 20, 30, you know, purchases a month. And we don't come out to the property unless we have a commitment from you. And, you know, if we go forward, you know, I know exactly where this house is at. Like I said, we have houses in the area. So as long as it's not falling down, we'll get out there immediately sometime during the week. And, you know, we'll be good to go as long as, you know, the foundation is good. You know, paint, carpet, anything else, you know, we're not worried about. We're just looking for, you know, major gaps. But, you know, it's a solid brick house, so I'm really not worried about anything.
Right. Yeah, that's the part I hate. You know, just like it's sold it is, though. I'm looking at donating. I mean, you're welcome to come to get it anytime before. But I don't want to sign any paperwork, then it ain't falling down. But, you know, then you back off because you didn't like this or like that or whatever.
No, I understand. Well, here's the thing. We're not going to, you know, try to go forward with you and then say, yeah, you know, we want a $30,000 reduction because, you know, this, that, and the other. You know, we're not going to ask you to fix things. So, you know, you say you want to do it. We're willing to do the 175 as long as it's not falling down. You know, I have to cover my end as well. I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, we'll get out there within a matter of days and, you know, we'll say, yeah, we're good to go. Or, you know, you didn't disclose this on the phone. So
right.
We're not looking to waste any time. We can't, you know, we can't come out to every house just to look at it, and then you may or may not do business with us. You know, that's not a good use of my time. It's not a good use of your time. So if you want to do the 175, we'll do it. We'll be out there this week to take a look at it. But if not, you know, hey, man, we can't buy every house.
Right. All right. That's
the part
I'm not satisfied with. I'd rather if you like the mark, come and look at it, though. You don't check it out. It ain't falling apart. Let's go.
Well, how about this? To save both of our times, why don't you just let me put in the agreement? You may cancel this agreement at any time for any reason, because here's the thing. I don't want to do business with anyone that doesn't want to do business with me, and I'm not coming out there. I'm not going to come out there until I have an agreement. I mean, this is about an hour and a half away. That's about, you know, 4 hours out of my day, you know, and I'm doing 20 to 30 transactions a month. It's really time consuming, and I don't want to waste the time and resources if we're not going to go forward. So I'll take a risk, you know, in putting that in the paperwork, you know, and I will, you know, have high hopes of you being a man of your word and doing what you say you're going to do. But in the same regards, I'll, you know, ask you to do the same for me.
All right.
I mean, is that fair?
Yeah, it seems pretty fair.
Okay. So I'll put that in the agreement. Hang on.
All
fix it real quick, and then I'll have it back to you. Just give me a second here. So go ahead and refresh your email and pull it up. We'll look at it so I can show you where it says that.
Hey, let me get my wife out. Hey, Bob.
We just got back.
Is that your email on the phone?
Okay.
You can probably change stuff.
Tell her it's at the bottom of page 1. It says other provisions.
If you get home a little while longer, guys, we're probably going to go out there towards like more dinner time.
You with me, Willie?
Yeah. You gonna change them?
Yeah, tell her it's at the bottom of the page at other provisions. Of page 1.
Yeah, I think I see it.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm gonna
be
posted if it's
at the bottom it says seller may cancel this agreement anytime for any reason.
Well, I mean, I don't know anything yet.
I don't know if I see it or not. I don't see it at all. Changing me at the bottom.
Other provisions.
Other provisions. Oh, yeah. This agreement must be accepted and signed by the seller for 28-24. If not accepted by the same time, the agreement is void.
Keep reading.
Seller may cancel this agreement anytime for any reason. Yeah, see that.
All right. And that, you know, I feel like that's a fair. I'll take you for your word. You have to take me for mine.
Yes, sir.
Do you see at the bottom where it says your name? You see at the bottom where it says. Go ahead.
Seller one.
Yeah, it should say your name. You should be able to click it. Like start
printed
signing.
It said printed name required. Sign heel signature to
yep.
Sign.
Yep. Click sign.
Introducing Vanda, the whole body deodorant that I created with all body deodorant. I'm Dr. Shannon Clement, and I'm the inventor of whole body deodorant. Let me
Right.
Should say next or finish. If you see your signature, just click next or click your signature or click finish.
Right. Got it.
Did you click finish or next?
I don't see that finish.
All right, click finish.
I don't see that.
Does it have your signature drawn in the box?
Yeah.
All right, click next. Are you on a phone or a computer?
On a computer.
All right, you should be able to click next.
Oh, I see finish.
Yeah. Okay, I got it now. All right, Mr. Willie. So the next email you'll get is kind of how, you know, I'm just going to introduce you to my team, and then you'll have, you know, you have my phone numbers. We'll get out there. You know, I'm in Florida right now, but we'll get out there no later than Wednesday. But we'll see if we can do sooner. And that way you have to give your tenant 48 hour notice anyway. So if you would, tomorrow or today, whatever you choose, would you let them know that, you know, we'd be coming out there to get our required pictures that we need and just do a quick walkthrough?
Right.
Does that work?
I probably just need to know what time you're coming, so make sure they're home. You got to go. You're going in.
All right. Yeah, we got to go in. So just call them at some point, either today or tomorrow. Schedule a time on Wednesday, and we'll just make it happen. All right.
Right. Probably have to be Wednesday when they get off.
Okay.
Probably about I'm thinking about 5 o'clock.
Okay. We'll just, you know, schedule that with them, and we'll see, you know, we'll see what makes sense.
Right.
All right. All so right. I'm sending you an email here right now as we speak. And it'll give you all of our attorney information, closing company, and my assistant, who will be holding your hand through this, okay?
Right.
All right. So you'll have it. You'll have it. You should have it here in a second. All right. Did you receive something?
You got a name?
Yeah. You know what?
From that weather, from the thing, Jack.
From Jack.
Yep.
Good night.
Yep. And tell me real quick, let's see, it's 3 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, right?
Right.
900 square feet. I'm just revisiting the deep details so that I have them, you know, a mental note. Anything else I should know, you know, about it? Has it got a basement or anything?
The garage, I changed that to a den, family room.
Okay, so is that part of the square footage, or are you not sure?
I don't think that's part of it. I added the garage a long time ago.
Is it permitted?
The garage is not changed to a family room. Yeah, the garage was that's. It might be the $900 feet included, but just not the. I don't think they knew it was. It's a family room now.
Okay. All right.
I changed to a family room on my own.
When's the last time you seen it? Like, been inside of it?
Last week.
And what would you say the condition out of 1 to 5 is?
It's 5, but just not clean. That's all. It's everything looking good in there, you know.
But it's a little outdated, right?
What's that?
It's a little outdated.
You know, like bathroom might need that ceramic tile, and you know that new ceramic tile to put in the kitchen might need that granite countertop. You know, that's what they're doing these days.
Mm-hmm. So has it got city water and sewer?
Right.
Okay, so no well and septic. All right. So...
I put the laminate everything except the bedroom.
Okay. Garage into family room. Does it have heat AC in there?
Right.
It does?
Yes, sir.
What would you say the garage dimensions are?
It's not wide enough for two cars, but it is the wash and dryer.
It's about a 15. If it's not a two car, it's probably going to be your average 15. Maybe, how long would you say it is?
Pretty long.
Is it like long as a truck?
Yeah, long than a truck. Right behind it, it's a little area for your washer and dryer and the water heater out there in the back when you go through the door.
Okay. All right. Anything on the roof? When's the last time anything else has been updated? Anything else at all you can tell me? Everything sounds pretty good, so.
Yeah, everything good.
Roof, have you replaced that?
Yes, sir. I just done a little portion 2 weeks ago. Where I saw a bad spot.
But overall, good condition?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. All right. Well, I think I got enough info to go forward, and we're gonna set something up. Just give me a call back either tomorrow would be the best time to call me. You know, it's 5 on a Sunday. I do have a personal life. Give me a call tomorrow and let me know what you're thinking. You know, about the tenants. You know, we're closing in 60 days, so it's not like we have to do it this week. We can do it, you know, next weekend if we need to, but Whatever works for them, you and I, so we can all be on the same page.
Right.
All right.
All right. Right.
All right, buddy. Well, you call me. You have my number. You got the email. If you can't get a hold of me, you're not trying. All right?
All right.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. All right.